All right, Revelation chapter 13, and we'll begin reading in verse 11 in just a moment. Let me kind of set this up for you. You know, we're not going to be here. The rapture's going to happen, and we are going to be in glory.
Thank you, Lord.
And, but then, literally, and I'm not just being facetious, all hell will break loose on earth after the rapture of the church. You know, I'm so glad the Bible can tell us the future. I'm not very good at telling the future. Who would have known, like, I don't know, 5 years ago we could watch television on our phone. I mean, the future is just like, who knows? Who knows what's going to happen next year? Who had any idea we'd go through a pandemic, you know, like we have gone through? So we don't know the future, but God does. And in the book of Revelation, he is telling us about the future. He tells us about the future of his people. And there will be a rapture of the church, and all living Christians will be supernaturally snatched up out of this world. It will be unseen by the earth. They won't look up and see us going up. It'll be in the twinkling of an eye. The dead bodies of believers who have died, those will be resurrected, reformed, rematerialized, whatever the case may be, and rejoined with the souls and the spirits of those believers who went to heaven when they died. And then the rapture will happen, and soon after that, then the world in a chaos will enter into a time of tribulation. In these verses we look at tonight, there'll be two men that Satan will use, excuse me, to dominate the world during the time of the tribulation. One of them will be the Antichrist. And we've seen in the first part of Revelation 13 some about the Antichrist. He will be the political ruler of the world that Satan will use to dominate the world during the time of the tribulation. The other individual that Satan will use during the time of the tribulation will be a cohort of the Antichrist, and that will be the false prophet. Religion will not end with the rapture. In fact, during the time of the tribulation, there'll be more religion on earth probably than there has ever been. But it will be a false religion. And it will be headed by a man that the Bible identifies not by name, but by title, as the false prophet. He will be a cohort of the Antichrist. They will work together under Satan's power and leadership to dominate the world during the time of the tribulation. I say, well, what is the devil doing during the time of the tribulation? Well, the devil is doing everything he can to stop the second coming of Jesus Christ. The devil can read the Bible just like we can read the Bible. And the devil knows that with the rapture of the church, the countdown has begun to the second coming of Jesus Christ. And Satan is so evil that he still has it in his mind and heart that he can defeat God like he tried to do when he rebelled against God. He still has it in his mind and heart that he can stop the plan and the program of God. And he devises a plan to destroy the nation of Israel. That's the key. If he can kill every Jew, wipe out the nation of Israel, God cannot keep his promises, which are eternal promises to the nation of Israel. And if God can't keep his promises to Israel, then God has failed. And if God has failed in one promise, he fails in all promises. And so Satan is doing everything he can to somehow thwart and stop the second coming of Jesus Christ. And so he uses the Antichrist as the political leader and the false prophet as the spiritual leader during the time of the tribulation to dominate the world and to try to carry out his plan to stop Jesus from coming again. Now in Revelation 13, John is enabled to see the false prophet, and he talks to us in these verses about the false prophet. And you see, people will be saved during the time of the tribulation. Many people will be saved. At the beginning, after the rapture of the church, there's no living Christians on the earth. But as time goes by, people will begin to be saved who will, you know, get the Bibles that are left behind. Maybe, you know, watch the the programs or listen to the programs that are left behind. And God will use that to touch the hearts of people. They'll begin to be saved. The nation of Israel will be saved. During the time of the tribulation, many people will be saved. The tribulation saints will be saved. And so what we're going to look at tonight is what's happening now with the false prophet as Satan is using him to carry out his program during the tribulation. So let's read this together. Revelation 13, starting in verse 11. And John sees this. Then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb and spoke like a dragon. And he exercises all the authority of the first beast in his presence and causes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. He performed great signs so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And he deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which he was granted to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. And he was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell except the one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him who understand calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. So last week, in the first part of Revelation 13, we studied the Antichrist, who will rule the world during the time of the tribulation. In the final verses of this chapter, we are introduced to another person that Satan will use in a very powerful way during the tribulation. And that is the person that the book of Revelation, calls the false prophet. During the time of the tribulation, the Antichrist and the false prophet will be allies and partners. The Antichrist will be Satan's political ruler, who will rule over a one-world government. And I'm telling you, there's such a move now to go to a one-world government in our world to wipe out all borders. Does that sound familiar? And to bring the world under a one-world government. The thought is, you know, why have all these different governments? Why have these borders? They're just man-made. Let's all come together as one in humanity. The Antichrist will be Satan's political ruler who will rule over a one-world government. The false prophet will be Satan's religious ruler who will lead the one-world religion of the tribulation. There'll be a one-world government and a one-world religion during the time of the tribulation. Satan will use the false prophet to form a new religion, a worldwide religion. Actually, it will be a worldwide cult, which will eventually demand that the world worship the Antichrist as God. So you have the Antichrist ruling the one-world government and the false prophet ruling the one-world religion. And tonight we're going to examine the false prophet who works with the Antichrist. First of all, let's look at the person of the false prophet. Revelation 3:11 again. Then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb and spoke like a dragon. John said he saw another beast, not coming up out of the sea. The Antichrist came up out of the sea, according to Revelation 13:1, the sea of humanity. But John said he saw another beast coming up out of the earth. The false prophet comes up out of the earth, while the Antichrist came up out of the sea, not the literal sea, but the sea of humanity. Literally, the word is that the false prophet comes up out of the land. Now, the word translated another means another of the same kind. In other words, the false prophet will have the same evil nature and will be controlled by the same satanic power as the first beast, the Antichrist. The evil nature of the Antichrist will also be found, that evil nature, in the false prophet. The fact that this beast, the false prophet, arises out of the earth, literally out of the land, has two possible meanings. First of all, it could mean that the false prophet will rise up out of the one existing religions of the world that will be left behind after the rapture. I'm afraid that many churches will not even know that the rapture has happened because they're filled with people who've never been born again. And they'll just come that Sunday after the rapture like everything, you know, was still the same and nobody will be missing. Isn't that terrible? But hopefully, New Growth Baptist Church and churches around us will be empty after the rapture. But the coming up out of the land could mean that the false prophet will rise up out of the one existing religions of the world, or the land is a technical term at times that is used in the Bible to refer to the land of Israel. And it could be that the false prophet could be an apostate, traitorous Jew who will lead the one world religion of the tribulation. The Antichrist will, at the beginning of the tribulation, appear to be a friend of the Jews. And it could be the false prophet will come up out of the Jewish land. We don't know. We can only speculate about that. John said, the beast which represents the false prophet has two horns and looks like a lamb. Now, horns represent authority and power. So the false prophet will have great authority and power during the time of the tribulation. He will not have the same power as the Antichrist. Remember, the Antichrist has 10 horns. He's pictured as a beast with 10 horns. The false prophet will only have 2 horns, which means that he will have authority and power, but he won't have the same authority and power as the Antichrist. John said the false prophet will look like a lamb. At first, he will appear to be a very gentle man, a winsome man, a charming man, a meek man, a mild man, a kind man, even a man who is Christ-like in his demeanor. At the beginning of the tribulation, he will be the most lovable person you have ever seen in your life. But eventually, the true demonic nature of the false prophet will be revealed when he demands that the whole world worship the Antichrist. And he will be the leader of a one-world religion that will eventually force people to worship the Antichrist as God. Now, the seed for a one-world religion can be found in our world today. I can tell you today that there is a constant and growing effort to get all of the religions of the world to set aside their differences and to unite for the so-called good of mankind and to promote world unity and peace. There is a great movement to bring all religions together. Why should we fight with one another? If we can bring the religions of the world together, that will solve so many conflicts going on in the world. And we can find common ground. We can adjust to the differences of other religions. We can come together and we can form a religion for all mankind. I can tell you, we may not be aware of it where we are, but there is a tremendous effort to bring that about in our world today. But you see, there's one fly in the ointment. And that one fly in the ointment are evangelical, Bible-believing Christians like you and me who believe that Jesus is the only way to be saved. And we believe that Christianity is true and all of the religions of the world are man-made, false, and of satanic origin. You see, we're the fly in the ointment. That's why evangelical Christianity is so hated in our world today. We are literally hated and the target of so much animus and the target of growing persecution in the world. We're in the way of this forming of this one world government because we actually believe Christianity is true and Jesus is the only way. And Christianity is the only true religion. And so we're in the way of all of this. The world will be a giddy place indeed when the rapture happens and all of you deplorables have been taken out of the world. How dare y'all? And me included. We're going to be out of this world. And that means with us out of the way, the religions of the world can unite as one. And so we see the person of the Antichrist. He has power. He has authority. He has the same nature of the false prophet, rather. He has the same nature as the Antichrist. He will be very persuasive, and he will be the leader of the one world government of the end times. Second of all, his purpose. The purpose of the false prophet will be to lead the world to pledge allegiance to the Antichrist. The Antichrist is the political leader of the world during the time of the tribulation. The purpose of the false prophet will be to lead the world to pledge allegiance to the Antichrist and to eventually worship the Antichrist as God. Two references are made in this passage to the fake murder and the resurrection of the Antichrist. Apparently, the Antichrist is going to fake his death and fake his resurrection. He's the Antichrist. He mimics Christ without being the true Christ. The false prophet will deceive the world into worshiping the Antichrist by pointing to his fake murder and resurrection as proof of his deity. And so his purpose is to lead the whole world to worship the Antichrist as God. Now, you know, when you get to this point in a study like this, you kind of sit back and say, could this possibly be true? You know, this sounds so fantastic. This sounds almost like a script out of Hollywood. This sounds like, you know, fiction by a fiction writer. Could this possibly be true? Well, I can tell you, everything that the Bible says was going to happen up to this point has happened. The Bible hadn't missed a thing yet. And yes, it is true. The rapture will happen. The world behind will eventually be controlled by the Antichrist. And his cohort, the false prophet, will lead almost like a worship of the Antichrist. Satan has always wanted to be worshipped as God. And through the Antichrist, he will get his purpose or get that achieved, his desire to achieved during the time of the tribulation. So we've seen his person. He's like the Antichrist, his demonic power, his nature. We've seen his purpose to lead people to the Antichrist. Let's look at his power. John was able to see the power of the false prophet. First of all, these verses reveal the power of the false prophet, his power to persuade. The false prophet will be a powerful and persuasive speaker. He will have a powerful personality. He will persuade the followers of all of the religions of the world to come together. You know, after the rapture happens, the Antichrist is going to go on TV and say, God has done us a great service. He has removed all of those people who have been a hindrance to humanity achieving what humanity is supposed to be. He's taken all of these evangelical Christians out of here. Now humanity is free to achieve its purpose. And on such and such a day, we have called for a conference, and the heads of all of the religions of the world are going to come together, and we're going to come together, and we're going to form that one religion that will unite all of the people of the world. And sitting at the head of the table will be the false prophet. And eventually he will bring all of the religions of the world together. And eventually he will guide those religions to see and to believe that the Antichrist is God. And he will lead the religions, all the that one world religion, to worship the Antichrist as God. Even to the point where an image of the false prophet, of the Antichrist rather, is put up in the temple in Jerusalem. The false prophet will be a great evangelist. He will persuade the entire world to follow and worship the Antichrist. You say, well, is that possible? Can that happen? Have you seen our world lately? Have you seen how easily it is to persuade people to believe lies? All you have to do is repeat a lie enough, package a lie enough in a persuasive way, and present it to the world we're living in, and they will buy it hook, line, and sinker. We're living in a world that believes would rather believe lies than the truth. And yes, that will happen. And so his power to persuade. Second of all, John helps us to see his power to perform lying miracles. Listen again, starting in verse 13. He performs great signs so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And he deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which he is granted to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast, who was wounded by the sword and lived. He was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. The false prophet will seem to perform miracles, which will be meant to counteract the testimony of those two witnesses at the wall in Jerusalem, to counteract the witness of a redeemed Israel going on at that time, and to counteract the ongoing judgment of God. So the false prophet will have the ability to perform these great miracles. Now, they will be deceptive miracles, but they will be intended to distract the world from what the two witnesses at the temple, the walls of the temple, those two Jewish witnesses are saying, and the witness of the nation of Israel. The false prophet will say, don't listen to them. Look at what the leader of the world has done. He won't be called the Antichrist by him, but he would say, look at what the leader of the world has done. He died just like Jesus died, and he came back to life. Could he not be God? And he will build an image of the Antichrist. He put that image in the temple in Jerusalem. He will persuade the people of the world to worship it. And the false prophet will deify the Antichrist and convince believers that the Antichrist is the world's only hope of salvation. The world will literally worship the Antichrist. Is that possible? Yes, it is possible. The pre-stages of that is going on right now. We live in a world that is continually, almost on a daily basis, growing greater and greater in its ability to be persuaded by lies. Amen. The false prophet will use super technology to give the image of the Antichrist the appearance of life, the image. And he will give the order to kill anybody who refuses to worship the image. And so his ability, his power to perform miracles, his ability to persuade, and finally his power to control commerce. Listen again to verses 16 through 18. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, everybody, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. And here's wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666. Apparently, not only will the false prophet be the Antichrist's chief religious advisor, he will also be the chief economic advisor of the Antichrist. The false prophet will devise and institute an economic system which will require everyone on earth to receive a mark, some kind of number, some kind of barcode, some kind of chip, which will allow them to buy and sell. To get this number, a person must pledge allegiance to and give control of their life to the Antichrist. Now listen, I have some old commentaries, you know? I have some very old commentaries, old copies, old commentaries. And when I read these verses in those old commentaries, these guys lived back in the 1600s, 1700s. They had no idea how in the world such a thing was possible. How could there be such a mark that a person could receive? And if you didn't have that mark, you couldn't buy or sell if you didn't receive that mark. They had no idea. They had no idea about technology. I mean, they were riding around on horses and donkeys and wagons, and they were lighting their houses by candles, and they had no idea. They didn't have electricity. They had no idea about how such a thing is possible. Fast forward to 2021, and we know exactly how this is possible. Do we not?
Amen.
I mean, with the technology that we have today, with computers, satellites, ATM cards, credit cards, social security numbers, implantable computer chips, we know exactly how this can be done. Amen. And guess what? If you don't get that vaccine, you don't get that card, you ain't getting on an airplane. We are being controlled by technology. And today, we know exactly how that can be done. Do you know that there is enough computer ability and power now to be able to track every living human being on the face of the earth from the time they're born to the time they die? Did you know that? That is very much possible now. And so, in order for you to get this number, this tag, whatever it may be, you have to pledge allegiance and give control of your life to the Antichrist. You have to agree the Antichrist is God. You have to give control of your life to the Antichrist. And if you don't give control of your life to the Antichrist, you don't get the mark. If you don't get, see, there'll be no cash. By the way, we're headed to a cashless society. We're headed to a cashless society now. We use ATM cards, credit cards. You know, you can buy something on the computer, just hit the thing, and it comes up, and you say, okay, boom, boom, and you don't exchange currency. I mean, we're headed to a cashless society now. And if you don't have that mark, then you can't buy or sell what your family needs. Guess who's going to refuse the mark? Christian people. Because they say, will say, we will not worship the Antichrist. We will not receive the mark of the beast. That's what's going on today. See, the prefigure, the shadows, the foretelling of what will happen then, all of those things are being formed right now in our life. There is technology now that will enable a person not to be able to buy or sell now. That exists now at this very moment. And it's with the technology increasing, it'll only get more and more possible. Food, clothing, medical supplies, other necessities of life, which will be in great demand on the devastated earth, which will feel the judgment of God, will be unattainable by those who refuse to take the mark. Currency will vanish during the time of the tribulation, replaced by controlled credit. People will have a mark, possibly a barcode on their forehead or on their head. Have you gone into a building lately and they stick that thing at your head to see if you got a temperature? Boom. How long does it take? Split second. Go into Publix. Scan that little barcode. You don't have the mark of the beast. You can't come in here. You're not going to buy anything. you refuse to follow the Antichrist. You see, 300 years ago, they didn't know how that was possible. Today in 2021, we know exactly how that is possible. Do we not? Amen. You see, we're in the end times, ladies and gentlemen. Jesus is coming soon. The stage is being set. And this pandemic thing is just a shot over the bow. You know? This is what is happening. Now, what does the number 666 mean? You know? Have you ever got the serial number of something you buy and you see those three together? 666? I don't want to buy that. That's from the devil, you know? So what does that mean? Well, in apocalyptic language, the number 7 is the number of perfection. In that sense, Jesus, the real Christ, it would be represented by 777. Jesus is the absolute fullness of divine perfection. So Jesus would be 777. 6 is the number of man. Man was created on the 6th day of creation. The number 666 speaks of the Antichrist, who will be a man, not God. And as Jesus is the absolute fullness of divine perfection, the Antichrist will be the absolute fullness of evil. And so somehow, I don't know how, but that 666 is going to come to play in that barcode. You know, there's some companies now that are implanting chips where you can just walk by, put your hand under the thing and you're granted entrance. And in those chips, all of your medical history is there and all kind of stuff is there. Right there in your right hand. Just pass it under. See, that technology exists now. We're in the last days. We are in the last days. And the stage is being set. Here's the good news. If you're born again and you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you ain't going to have to deal with the Antichrist or the false prophet. We're going to be gone. I don't know. Maybe the Lord will give us a front row seat to watch what's happening. And see all that that's going on. But we'll be too preoccupied with loving our Lord and worshiping Him to be watching that as well. The thing is, see, I have family members. You have family members who are lost and they need to be saved. Because if the rapture happens and they're left behind, it could very well be they'll never get saved. And if they do get saved during the time of the tribulation, they most likely are going to lose their life to the persecution of the Antichrist. Now, God is telling us what's going to happen. And you can just see it happening right now.